Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are holy. Holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are holy. Holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made, another day that you've allowed us to see, another day that you have sustained us, and another day that you've already given us the victory. We declare this morning as we rise early this morning to seek your face that you are a holy God, that you are a righteous God, that you are a mighty God, and that there is no one like you. And God, since you are holy, you expect us to be holy as well. For your word says, be ye holy, for I am holy. And so, God, make us holy in all our ways. Help us, O God, this day to put flesh under subjection, to put carnality under subjection, to put everything unlike you, God, under subjection, to cast it out of our minds, cast the devil out of our will, to cast the devil out of the way. We speak against him right now in the mighty name of Jesus, because he is a thief, he is a liar, he is a deceiver, and he only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He has no power, he has no might, but he comes as a roaring lion. He comes making a lot of noise, but he does not have any power. For you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So you have given us everything that we need to conquer the devil. You tell us to stand, and the devil must flee. Resist the devil, and he shall flee away from you. Oh, God, we don't have to submit to him. We don't have to yield to his directive. We don't have to yield to his insinuations. We don't have to yield to his imagination, God, but we can set our minds on those things above. We can set our affections on things above, God, and to seek your face, God, and to turn from our evil ways. And then, God, your word says that you will hear from heaven, God. And that's our desire, God, is that you will hear, oh God, from heaven. Touch our lands, touch our hearts, touch our minds, touch our families, touch our children. Oh God, we want you to bless us, God, and to touch our friends, God, touch our co-workers, God, touch those that are around us, God, and to be a blessing to us, God, and not a curse, God. That is our desire, God, this day. As we seek your faith, God, it's our desire, God, to live holy and acceptable, God. You told us that we can present our bodies as holy and acceptable. That's our reasonable service, God, the least that we can do, the least that we can offer unto you, the least that we can give, God. And to help us to do that, God, you urge us and you recommend us, God, and you told Paul to tell us to be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, God. Transform our mind even now in the name of Jesus, God. Cover it with your blood, God, because that will do the work. It will cause us to be whole. It will cause us to be fresh. It will cause us to be made new over again. So, God, help us to yield to your will, to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, to put flesh under subjection, God, to not submit to it, God, but to give our lives and our hearts and our minds totally and completely over to you. Holy God. You are holy, God, and you're so holy, God, we declare that you are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. God, you are holy, and because that you are holy, God, we worship and adore you, God. We bow down before you, God. We love you with all of our heart, God, with all of our mind, Lord, with all of our soul, wonderful Savior. We bless your name, God, this morning with the fruit of our lips, God, because you have been holy to us. You have been great to us. You have been a God that's unlike any other God. The angels bow down before you. Heaven and earth adores you, and so no one can compare to you. You are magnificent in all your ways. So, God, transform us out of our thought of carnality, out of our old way of thinking, out of our old steps, because we understand that a child of a few days old is full of trouble. God, transform our thoughts and our minds away from being in the midst of trouble, being in the midst of things that are unlike you, being in the midst of chaos, God, because that's what our flesh desires to do, being in places that we don't, that we should not be in, God. But we have been transformed, God. We have been brought out of darkness into your marvelous light. We have forsaken the assembly of ourselves with those things that are of the world. Come out from among them. Thank you, Holy Ghost, and be ye separate, God, with our desire, God, to be separate, God, to be holy and to be sanctified so that we can come boldly before your throne of grace and submit ourselves to you, God, to yield to your will, to yield to your way, God, so that you can come the more and have your way, God. We say yes to your will this morning. We say yes to your way, God, this morning. We say yes, Holy Ghost, come the more and have your way. Lead us and guide us and direct us and shape us and form us and make us into your image, God, and put the words of life into us that we may speak life and not death, God, and that our minds may be thinking on those things that are lovely, those things that are pure, those things that are just, those things that are of a good report, God. That's our desire to walk holy before you, God. And God, it's a battle, God. It's a battle that we must fight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So help us to fight the good fight of faith, oh God, and put flesh under subjection and not yield to the temptations that will come our way. So God, help us, oh God, this day to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called. Bless us, oh God, this day, that we decide in our minds that we will no longer live insufficiently. God, touch us, oh God, today, that we would not, oh God, that we would say that it's no longer are we going to live inadequately, God, because you have blessed us, oh God, to live peaceful and abundant lives, life that more abundantly, God. That's what you have given us, Lord, a life of abundance. Transform the mind that we don't think that abundance, God, is finances, God, because finances don't do anything, God, but bring about destruction. We learned on Sunday night, God, that finances is something temporal. Solomon said that we didn't come into this world and with anything, and naked will we exit out of this world. So we can't go and bury our finances with us, God. And so finances is not the answer, God, because the more we try to chase after money, oh, God, the less satisfied we'll be, and the less, oh, God, we'll be able to walk in your glory and walk in your honor. And so, God, let us lay aside those things that cause us to sin, and let us lay aside those things that cause us to be weighed down, God, because there's a race that we need to run, God. There's a fight that we need to fight, God, and let us determine in our mind that we're not going out like that. We're not going to be deceived. We're not going to be led astray. We're not going to be defeated. We're not going to be under, but we're going to be the head and not the tail, God. We're not going to be, God, the borrower, but we're going to be the lender, God. Our finances, they may be in disarray, God, but we're not going out like that, and we're going to declare that my God shall supply all my needs. God, help us to make that determination in our mind and get a righteous indignation to say that we're not going out like that. It takes transformation of the mind. It takes a transformation of our actions. It takes a submission to you, that we're going to yield to you, and that we're going to allow you to have your way in our lives. God, we need the victory today, and we need your blessings. And so, God, fill us with your spirit, God. We're still continuing in our pilgrimage to Pentecost, and we're still continuing, God, in our fast and consecration. I believe that we are on day 29 of God. I think I lost track. I've lost track. The days are just starting to blend in. But, God, we are continuing in our pilgrimage to Pentecost and continuing in our 40-day fast, God. And we want to say thank you, God. Thank you for bringing us thus far, God. We've gone a mighty long way. And, God, we thank you, God, that we're not here yet. But, God, you're going to continue to take us further. You're going to continue to take us higher. You're going to continue to make us more anointed. And, God, we need your spirit for that to occur. We need your glory, God. We need your glory, God. Nothing else will do, God. We need more of you. So, God, we yield to you and we say yes to your will and yes to your way. So, Holy Ghost, come no more and have your way. Fill our hearts, fill our minds, and fill our souls of everything that we need and more, and the only thing that we need is you. You are our Father. You are our God. You are our strength. You are our present help in the time of trouble. God, you are everything that we need and more. And so, God, help us to look to you, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Help us to look to you, God, who is the source of our strength and the strength of our lives. Help us to look to you, God, for everything that we need and more. And fill us with your spirit, God. Fill us with the spirit of humility, God. Fill us with the spirit, oh God, to be able to be willing to be reconciled, God. Give us the fast and give us the pray, God, and let a revival spring forth in us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, spring up, oh well, down in our soul. Spring up like a well of living water. Jeremiah said, it's like fire shut up in my bones. Let your spirit spring up in us and anoint us and bless us with everything that we need, oh God, to live holy and acceptable lives, God. Your love, oh God, is what we need. A spirit of humility, oh God, is what we need. God, the mind to forgive, oh God, and the mind to reconcile, God, in the name of Jesus. I've already pleaded for your blood. Let your blood wash us, and let your blood cover us, and let your blood make make us whole, God. And then let us worship you so, God, that inner healing would begin. God, those hurts and those harms that people have done us wrong, God, and things have been done wrong to us, and those scars that we hold on to, God. Oh, God, let the work of healing begin, God, deep down within us, God, so that we may go higher in you. It has been my prayer and it has been my commitment to pray this for the people of God, that we go higher in you. And we saw how wonderful you were to us on Sunday, and I declare that each and every day it's our mission to go higher and higher in you. God, we don't want to come on this journey and just allow this journey to pass. But we thank you for the victory with Missionary Howard. We thank you for the victory with Sister Valerie Miller, God. We thank you for the victory that we see that is being manifested in this fast and in this consecration. So, God, keep taking us higher. Thank you for healing in my body, God. Thank you for allowing Mother McCowan to be in the place, God. Oh, God, and we thank you for allowing her to come back to us shortly, God. We just thank you, God, for the victory that we are gaining in the midst of this fast and consecration. Honor our prayer this day. Continue to lead, guide, and direct us. Continue to grant us favor and bless us as we travel along this perilous way. We say yes to your will. We say yes to your way. We submit to you, and we thank you, God, for all that you're doing, the wonderful things that you're doing in our lives. Bless your people as we continue to go through this day. Honor our consecration, God. Let it come before you as a sweet-smelling savior as we come before your throne of grace, oh, God, to magnify and to glorify the God of our salvation. Bless us now. Keep us now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this day. Amen and amen. Saints, I want to encourage you to stand.